The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 16th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: at that time, all his brothers followed him on beautiful chariots drawn by first-class horses decorated with gold ornaments. With them were Vyasa and the rishis, like Dhaumya, the learned priest of the Pandavas, and others.
One very important word is here. Sadasai sarnabhushitai. Formerly, the horses were used in military division. Horses, chariot, elephants, and then infantry. So not one or two, but one division of military phalanx required 60,000 horses. Akkayini. So many horses, so many elephants, so many chariots, and so many infantry soldiers that will compose one division of soldiers. So many means the, I exactly remember now, 60,000 horses. So, all the horses, when they are required for procession or for going to the fight, they are well decorated with golden ornaments, sarnabhushita. So, just imagine the all the saddles of the horse, if they are golden, ornamented, how many ounces we require to decorate the horse? And what is the price of gold now?
$128 an ounce.
You see, at least 50 ounces will be required to decorate one horse. And 1 ounce is $120. So what is the price of 50 ounces? $5,000. So that's 60,000 horses. How much it comes?
3 million.
Where is that gold? They are very much proud of advancement of material civilization. But instead of gold, we find plastic. And in nonsense, they are very much proud of their wealth. Just see. Even they cannot decorate their wives. And then women, they require also ornament. It is psychology. Manusanghita. It has been recommended that if you want to keep satisfied your wife, then you must give her good food, good sari and good ornament. This is the system. Therefore, during marriage time, the girl is given by the father, according to his means, as many saris, nice saris, beautiful, costly saris, and as much as possible golden ornaments. And those are very rich, they still in India, they give jewelries, means diamonds, pearls, sapphire, according to means. Those are richer class, they don't touch gold. They must give jewelry. This is the system. So, this is the opulence. So much gold. when the Kurukshetra battle was finished, so the treasury was also finished. The treasury of the Pandavas, that was also finished, because war means expenditure. So many hundred thousands of pounds and dollars required daily to finance the running on of the war. So Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted to... You got that, Shankarji? Wanted to perform sacrifice. So, sacrifice means he requires money. So much grain, so many ornaments, so many gold and ghee, everything required to perform sacrifice is not ordinary thing. Millions and millions of dollars required. The Kali Yuga, because people cannot collect such costly things. Suppose ghee, tons of ghee was being offered to the fire. Where is that tons of ghee? Not available. Then all utensils made of gold, the altar made of gold. Where is that gold? Therefore, not many days before, 5,000 years, the Indian history or this world history, now it is called India, but this whole world is Bharatvarsha. So, Yudhishthir Maharaj asked his brother Dhananjaya, Arjuna, so bring some money from somewhere, otherwise how we can perform the sacrifices? We have finished all our treasury. So Arjuna was little perplexed. The elder brother was king, and the younger brothers, they were commanders. So Krishna saw that his friend is little perturbed. So he immediately gave information. This is God, Sarvagya. He knows what to find out. He gave him information that formerly one king, by the grace of Lord Shiva, he got information of a big gold mine or gold mine mountain. So that king used to manufacture so many things of gold, especially in sacrifice, he used to give immense dishes made of gold to the Brahmanas. So at that time the Brahmanas were also not very greedy. So the king, during the sacrifice, gave them unlimited number of dishes of gold, made of gold. So they accepted it, but when they came out of the sacrificial arena, they thought, who is going to carry so much load? Throw it. Just see. This is opulence. As nowadays, it is our system, that the plate on which you eat, that should be thrown out. Formerly, people used to eat on golden plate, at least the royal families, and after eating they used to throw out. Not for the second use. Just like India is still, it is observed, earthen plate used, as here in your country, paper plate, in India, earthen plate. Once used, then it is thrown out. It cannot be used second time. Therefore, in a rigid Hindu family, they don't use these china clay plates. They don't use it. Because it is made of earth. So, when it is earthen pot, as soon as you eat, it becomes contaminated. It must be thrown out. You cannot use for the second time. That was. So this system was formerly even for golden plates. Once used, then it cannot be used second time. It is thrown out. And thrown away means a poor man will collect. So there was no question of poverty. The rich man, they eat once and throw away. Their servants are other poor men. Just like this Brahmana, they threw away all these golden plates. Brahmanas were not required golden plate, but they were given in charity. Brahmanas you take, they accepted. But they thought it, that it is a load. Why should I carry? So there are heaps of golden plate lying near Himalayan mountain. So Krishna was given information, Arjuna was given information by Krishna that you go there and collect those golden plates, then your purpose will be served. So Arjuna went there and collected and brought it to his brother, Maharaj Yudhishthira, for converting them into money for spending the sacrifice. So this was the system. Therefore, Arjuna's another name is Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya means one who can conquer over riches. His brother was in need of money, and he brought money. Therefore, from that day, his name was Dhananjaya. One can conquer over riches. Actually, human opulence means not these tin cars. Once it is dashed with another car, it is finished. No well. Human opulence means the society must have enough gold, enough jewelry, enough silk, enough grains, enough milk, enough vegetables, like that. That is opulence. That is opulence. Formerly, a person was considered rich by two things. Dhannina dhanavan. How much grain stock he has got at his home. The big barn filled with grains. Still, in India, if I am going to give my daughter to some family to see the family's opulence, I go to see the house, and if I see there are many, many barn stock of grains, and many cows, then it is very good. It is opulent. Dhannina dhanavan, govaya dhanavan. A man is considered to be rich when he has got enough quantity of grains, enough quantity of, enough number of cows. Just like Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, he was keeping 900,000 cows. And he was a rich man, he was Maharaj, king. But see the behavior, his beloved son, Krishna and Balaram, he is entrusted to take care of the calves and cows. Go in the forest. He is well dressed with ornament and nice dress, everything, all the cowherds boys. they are very rich, they have got enough grains and enough milk, naturally they are rich. But not that the cows and the calves will be taken care of by some hired servant, no, they will take care himself. That was children's sport, to go to the forest, take the calves and cows and carry some tiffin, eat there, dance there, play there, and again come in the evening, then they will take bath and change their dress and take their meals and immediately go to sleep. This was the boy's children's engagement. So, how they would grow healthy, because they go outside and play and walk and very happily they enjoy the company. So, there is no question of becoming contaminated. Jamunatiravanachari. Jamunatira, on the bank of the Jamuna, just like we go to the seaside, the beach, similarly there is bank of Jamuna, very nice river, and there are trees. So these boys, Krishna and his friends, with their cows, they will go and loiter on the bank of the Jamuna, sport, and people on the trees, everything, so nicely. So there was no question of education at that time. After the child is grown up, healthy, nice, then he goes to school. Otherwise, first of all, eat sumptuously, milk, butter, and sugar, and play sufficiently in open air with friends, take care of the cow. This is labor. But it is sporting, very nice. So these things were taught by Krishna himself. Although he was the son of king. Then when he was grown up, his real father took him charge, Vasudev. Then he was, as Kshatriya, he belonged to the Kshatriya family, all other education was given, how to fight, how to rule, everything. So, this Kshatriya, this Maharaj Yudhishthira, they also, Kshatriyas, so when they are going to see Bhishma Dev, they are going there in royal style, with chariots, with horse, and decorated with golden ornaments, and the Brahmins, Vasudeva and other, all the Kshatriyas, kings should be always accompanied by hordes of Brahmins. As soon as they require any instruction, immediately consult the Brahmanas and they give good advice. Do like this. This is the business of the Brahman. And the kings, they would not do anything without consulting. Don't think that because there was monarchy, they are all autocrat, no. If the Brahmanas would not agree, then they want to. The Brahmanas committee, all saintly persons, learned scholars, Brahmanas, there was a committee, and the king would take their advice how to manipulate the political affairs or administration, and they would consult standard books. Just like nowadays, the rascals, every day they are changing some law. Somebody told me where in Africa, every week there is change of the cabinet. Every week. And so, the pool of rascals, the one rascal will fight with another rascal. So there is no stability of government. All these rascals, politicians, they are trying to occupy the post. I shall become president, I shall become secretary, and then I shall exploit the state like anything. This is the motive. Their manifestation that I'm going to give you heaven if you select me president, then I shall give you heaven within 3 minutes. So, these promises, they simply promise. Actually, there is nothing. But king was very responsible, as we are discussing. Now, Maharaj Yudhisthira was thinking of the oven. Now, their husbands and their sons or their fathers, so many have died. Now, how to take care of them? He was perplexed. So responsible for the children, for the brahmanas, those were helpless. Women, children, brahmana, and old men, and cows. They must be taken first care. That was the king's duty. Children, and who is taking care of the children? Who is taking care of the woman? And who is taking care of the brahmana? There is no brahmana. Even there are some brahmanas we are creating now. Who is taking care of us? It was the duty of the government to see to this Krishna consciousness movement. Oh, such an important movement is going on. Our first attention should be how this movement can go on. So nice character, so nice behavior, so nice knowledge, so nice consciousness of God, so pure, and the government has no attention. They are thinking it is something sentimental. And all the politicians going to the brothel and drinking and dancing naked, they are all first class. This is the position of the society. No care for the living entities who are very important. Just like in this verse, Vipra, Maharaj Yudhisthira is always accompanied by brahmanas. Without brahmanical culture, what is the value of the society? There is no value. It is animal society. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita recommends chātur-varṇamaya-śiṣṭam guṇakarma-vibhāga. Here you cannot find all one class of men. That is not possible. There are those rascals who are trying to have a classless society. No class, all one. There is rascal. That is not possible. There must be classes. That is scientific. Why? Because this material nature is being conducted under three modes. First class, second class, third class. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So how we can make classless society? There must be divisions. There must be classes. Colorful. So it has to be scientifically arranged. How all classes can cooperate for one purpose, and they develop very nicely in Krishna consciousness. Therefore Krishna says, chātur-varṇam maya-śiṣṭam. Maya-śiṣṭam means anything created by God, you cannot nullify it, you cannot reject it. That is not possible. You have to accept it and possibly utilize it. Therefore devotees, they take it for granted. Even there is distressed condition of life, They take it that it is created by God. I am now in distress. It is creation of God. So why shall I hate it? Let me tolerate it. Let me undergo this distress condition of life. Just like, suppose you are suffering from cough. Now there has been some hygienic law disregarded, so I am caught cold and cough. So why shall I deride upon it? It must be created, either you say, by bodily nature or by God. So long it is there, let me suffer patiently. It has come, it will go. That is an instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Agama paina aditya. Distress condition or happiness also. So-called happiness. Here there is no happiness. Everything is distress condition. But we are so fooled that we consider distress condition as happiness. This is called maya. Distress condition as happiness. For example, suppose you have to go to see a friend, and nowadays, friend or anything, not less than 10 miles. So you have to go 10 miles, and then see your friend, and then do your work. So I am taking the trouble of going 10 miles to see a friend, or 30 miles to see a medical practitioner, but I am very much proud of my car, that I have got a car. I don't consider the although I have got car, still I have to waste so much time, I have to take so much trouble, and there is every possibility of accidents. So many calamities are awaiting me. But we think that now we have discovered this horseless carriage. We are advanced. Similarly, if you study every item, you will find that although you have created by the modern scientific advancement a little comfort of life, side by side, we have created many discomforts that we do not mind. That is the ways of this material nature. The ways of material nature is that you cannot remain in comfort. That is not possible. By laws of nature. Titab jantana, three kinds of miseries, adhyati, adhibhoti, adhidaivi. They must be there, always. Just like, I am your spiritual master, you have kept me very nicely to your best capacity, but I am coughing. I am coughing. So, even if we are situated in one kind of comfortable position, then another uncomfort will come at a time. That is called three divisions. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivi. Or there is no cough, or there is no trouble, but you receive one very unsatisfactory letter from a friend, you become very sorry. This is called adhyatmik. Pertaining to the mind, pertaining to the body. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, troubles offered by other living entities, and adhidaivik, trouble offered by the higher authorities, just the excessive heat, you cannot control. Excessive cold. So, in this material world, we have to work very hard under these three kinds of miserable conditions of life, and we are actually doing that, still we are thinking that we are happy. And after all, after doing this, we have to change this body. That means death. And we cannot avoid it. And still we are thinking that we are happy and we have no sense to try to understand actually what is the standard of happiness, where that happiness can be had, if it is possible. These things are understood and answered by this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the importance of the Krishna consciousness. All round. It is not one-sided that we are thinking of Krishna. Thinking of Krishna means thinking of everything, because Krishna is everything. Without Krishna, there is no other thing. Aham Krishnasya, there is that verse. There is the same chapter. Prabhava pralayastatha. Prabhava pralayastatha. In this world, there are two things, prabhava and pralaya. Prabhava means generation, generating, and pralaya means annihilation. Two things. Everything. Whatever you take, it is generated at a certain point, and it will end at a certain point. But Krishna said, Aham Krishnasya Sarvasya Prabhava Palapralayastatha. That is the ultimate cause. Janmadasya Jataha. We don't take simply generation. Generation, maintenance and annihilation. Three things. Just this body. He is born at a certain date. It remains for a certain period. And then it is annihilated. So everything, material, means, it has a beginning. It is born or it is manufactured at a certain point. It keeps for some time, then it is destroyed. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra says, janmadasya jataha, janma sthiti prala. So, to understand Krishna means to understand everything, how it is generated, how it is maintained, and how it is annihilated. That is full Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.